Thanks for joining me at CoachingLaw.com. As part of these stories, I should say that the names, facts and circumstances of each story have been changed. My talks are from an English law perspective only and are just my views, and so none of the information provided should be relied upon by you. If you have any issues or problems, then you should see your own lawyer or solicitor, and if you don't have one, then you can email me at jimmy@coachinglaw.com and I might be able to point you in the right direction. Having said all that, I hope you enjoy this podcast. So, here's the story. I was sitting at my desk and it was probably around about a Friday afternoon and I got a call from a client. And what the call was about was quite interesting. What had happened was that the client had started up quite a large business. It probably had maybe 100 plus employees at the time. And the basis of the business was that the client had a product. And the product had been contributed to by a freelancer at the very outset of the business when there were only about three or four of them. And one of that freelancer had actually disappeared, had left the business, and nobody had really heard of him for quite a long time. And over the years, nobody had really kind of thought much about intellectual property. And what had happened is that maybe 10 years later, this company had grown into a sizable company and the product was very, very successful. And the freelancer pops up out of the woodwork and says that they had contributed about 25% to this product and therefore they should own 25% of the company. The problem was that the company was actually very valuable at the time and it had lots of investment and lots of people had come on board, and so this demand for 25% of the company was a bit of a shock to the owners of the company, and they wondered what they should do. And this is their story. If you'd like to hear more about how this story develops, then please join me in the next podcast when I'll be going through the litigation letter and my thoughts on what it says and how I responded to the claimant. Look forward to joining you next time.